Exports of U.S. pork were down slightly in February compared to the large numbers posted in 2024. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has the details.
About 241,000 metric tons exported, down slightly, down about 4%. Value down about 2% at $671 million. And I can't stress enough the continued demand from Latin America. It just continues to amaze. Other markets that did well for the month of February, the ASEAN region continues to perform, especially the Philippines, Cuba, and New Zealand on the boneless pork side were good as well.
February beef exports were also below the 2024 numbers.
A little over 98,000 tons exported globally, which is down about 5%. So we had some pretty good performances in some key markets. Korea was up a couple percent year on year. Canada is another country that there's a lot of talk about anti-U.S. sentiment, possibly with what's going on politically between the countries, but you wouldn't know it from the stats. 8,400 tons exported in February, up about over 20% on the beef side. We're down significantly in China in February at 12,800 tons. But a lot of this is the result of the lack of approval of beef plant registrations in China. So this is definitely a concern on the non-tariff trade barrier side of things.
Current tariff tensions could provide another headwind.
Obviously, this is a real concern for USMEF and our industry and our members around the possible retaliation from trading partners. It is our hope that this will not happen, that things can get worked out in a relatively short order. But in the meantime, what we need to do, we USMEF and the industry, we need to keep our eye on the ball and continue to market U.S. beef import globally.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.